what the actual goal is, but you understand the trigger is feeling, so the test is also going to be feeling. What happens is that people don't admit that they go, I lack self-confidence or self-esteem, I don't feel good, but I want to look better. And so look is now visual.
This is happiness, to be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to talk about tote today. Totally. This was a birthday gift. Not the glass, that was just a gift. The whiskey. It's a Glenmorangie. I'm probably not saying it in the Scottish way, but it's a Scotch. But it's a really nice, sweet. Sweet sherry cask flavor. It's a 18-year-old. So if you're in the if you're curious what to get a Scotch drinker who likes it not quite so peaty but a little bit sweeter, then this is a nice gift, I have to admit. Absolutely a really easy, nice gift. Safe gift, even. And it's delicious. You can drink it straight. I can drink it straight too. Anyone can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it. Anyway, so tote, trigger operation, test exit. I haven't talked about the whiskeys that I drink for a little while, so I just wanted to touch base with that. Tote. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, has played a role in my learnings of both myself and meaning structures, but also of how to communicate clearer, how to check in with people, how to actually listen, models to understand, strategies, all sorts of things. It's a learning tool. It's not the learning tool, right? It's not the performance potential tool. It's not the tool. It's a tool. Although you got to think of yourself as a mind mechanic. Okay, mind mechanic, and if you think NLP is the tool, it means that you're a mechanic with one tool. It's a tool, and within that toolbox, okay, so it's a toolkit. Think of it like that. There's a bunch of tools, but it's a toolkit. And so mechanic, and I'm next door to a mechanic here, they have thousands of tools. And so with relation to yourself, you got to think of yourself as the mind mechanic. And so tote is one of the early ones that I learned, and it's a great little tool. Tote stands for trigger, operation, test, exit. And so when we want to set a goal, when we want to have some sort of change, we've got to think about the trigger. And so the trigger, for example, let's go to the basic one of losing weight. The trigger is I don't feel very good. I don't feel like myself, I feel kind of flabby, or whatever the case might be. So the trigger there is actually a kinesthetic trigger. I don't feel good, right? So it's like, okay, well, so what does good feel like? This goes back onto the meanings and calibration and all that shit, right? What is good? And you get a good indication of what the actual goal is, but you understand the trigger is feeling, so the test is also going to be feeling. What happens is that people don't admit that they go, I lack self-confidence or self-esteem, I don't feel good, but I want to look better. And so look is now visual, right? And so what happens is that they go, okay, the trigger's visual. It's not. Then they run the operation, I'll explain the operation in a second, and then they test again for visual, and they may have had an improvement, but unfortunately the real trigger was feeling. Right, I don't feel good, I want to be able to participate more in life, I want to be able to play with my kids, I want to feel good about it all that sort of stuff. And so the key thing there is being clear that we know what representational system the trigger is, right? So another example is like something smells, easy, with a car. There's something in the car that smells, it's a trigger, it's these ones. And we go, okay, I'm going to run an operation of cleaning the car. So I clean the car, and then after I clean the car, I go back to it. I'm like, the smell's still there. So then I run another operation, right? So I run another operation, and then I clean something else, and I find something like, aha, that might be it. I throw it out, and I clean that, and then I go back in. I'm like, the smell's still there, then I run another operation. So this is a whole thing, trigger operation test exit. And so the trigger was the smell in that example. Then you run the operation, but the trigger with your health, with feeling better, you run the operation, then you test and you go, okay, do I feel better? Do I feel what I wanted to feel or where I wanted to get to? If the answer is no, you run another operation. You can check the trigger again. You might have got the trigger wrong, but then you run another operation and you keep doing that until you get the result that you want. And you go, this is the operation, this is the program, this is the strategy, this is the structure, this is the course of action that works. After I tested, I can find that, I can now exit it, tick that off the bucket. So the issue here is that people go, right, I have a scientific approach to losing weight, and I know it works. So that's their approach, it's their program, it's their operation. What happens though is that they don't check in with people to find out what their actual fucking trigger and desire is, but they grab that and then they apply that, which is a projection of values, onto a population. They test, they get, here we've lost 5 kilos, 10, 15, 20, but the person puts it back on because it wasn't, the trigger wasn't an actual visual, I want to lose weight thing. It was actually a self-worth or maybe a self-identity issue, something along those lines. And so because that was never actually addressed, the person goes back to where they were before. And so this is why it's so important to integrate the structures of the mind and understand the structures of the mind, not just look at the physical components of training, the objective measurements. So TOTE's a really good example for that. So you trigger, you find out what the trigger is, you run an operation, right? And then with trial and error you think about, and then you test, and then you exit if you get it right. If not, you go back to the trigger, operation, test, and so forth. I hope you find that useful. It's a really, really useful tool. Remember, it's a tool. And that's it. I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial or useful, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial or useful. And if you haven't already, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, pretty much anywhere online that sells books, or you can grab the ebook in the description of this video, which is cheaper, and you can get it now, right now. Now. And that's my story. I'm done. Until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.